This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham native Dunya Habash spent 2 weeks in a Syrian refugee camp in 2014. She was filming for her recently released documentary, Zaatidi, Jordan's Newest City, about a settlement created following the Syrian civil war. A recent honors graduate of Birmingham Southern College, Habash tells WBHM's Esther Chamakili about this experience and how her own music helped tell the story.
Dunya Habash boarded a plane for Jordan when she was only 19 years old, and her parents were not happy about it.
When I first pitched the idea to my parents, they said, no, like, you can't go to Jordan. This is too dangerous, and absolutely not.
But that didn't stop her. She went to film a documentary about a refugee camp called Zaatidi for her college honors project. An estimated 80,000 displaced Syrians now live in Zaatidi. It's reported to be the second largest refugee camp in the world. Dunya is Syrian-American, and that helped her connect culturally with the people of Zaatidi. Her parents are from Damascus, the capital. She wears a hijab, a traditional Muslim head covering. She speaks the language. But filming a documentary, that was a foreign experience. She spent months just teaching herself how to use a camera.
And then what turned out to be the hardest part was actually doing the interviews and asking these people to just tell me the tragedy of their lives, basically. And, you know, I reminded myself that the point of what I'm doing is to be able to share their stories.
But what Dunya found was not what most Americans probably imagine. She says Zaatidi is a thriving community, which is why she calls it Jordan's newest city. Some people have opened businesses selling fresh meats and produce. There are hair salons and clothing boutiques. The Jordanian government has even run utilities like electricity to the camp. Many have married and started families.
I just felt this feeling of resilience from the people. You know, people were growing plants, building fountains inside their little homes, and just trying to really resettle themselves.
Dunya may have been a novice filmmaker, but she had a head start on one aspect of the production, the score. She studied music, and she co-wrote the film's score with her music partner, Thomas Woodham. Dunya plays piano. Thomas, a black, fire-damaged electric guitar that he destroyed himself. He and Dunya spent months crafting the perfect emotional soundscape to help tell the Zaatidi story. At first, Thomas tried to write music before seeing any video footage. But he quickly realized he needed to see what he was writing for.
And I saw families and their children, you know, enjoying life. And then on the flip side, I saw tanks destroying buildings, that juxtaposition of beauty and family life and then violence and destruction.
After that, Thomas says the music wrote itself.
I was able to say, you know, I think the soundtrack should consist of sweet melodies and ambience and soft sounds that are very easy to listen to. Along with some harsher sounds or some more aggressive sounds.
Just as the images influenced Thomas's music, his compositions also helped Dunya get out of a creative rut on the film's production side.
It was amazing how much easier it was for me to, like, put the visuals together once there was that foundation of the music.
The film was released in March of this year and is available on YouTube. The two have also formed a group called Ru, which from Arabic loosely translates to soul. They say their first album, Burning Silence, will hopefully be available soon. Thomas has a couple of years left at Birmingham Southern College. Dunya is off to Oxford University in England in the fall to pursue a master's degree in refugee studies, a decision she says was inspired entirely by the people she met in Zaatidi. For WBHM, I'm Esther Chamakili.